CSR of One from Amaya. I'm Courtney Brandt.
And I'm Chirag Desai. And welcome to our season wrap-up. So, Courtney, like last time, I'm curious, how do you feel about season two?
It seems like we've done a lot this summer and we've accomplished and covered a lot of ground. I like that we went out of the country for a few things, like Dominica and Moms Without Borders. And I like there's just so much going on in the UAE that I'm always fascinated to learn about.
So one of the things that, you know, we try to do a lot is to remember what our original mission was, right? And we had two main themes. We wanted to shine a light on some awesome people that are doing awesome things outside of their professional lives and other things and other organizations they're involved with. But we also want to encourage listeners to use the platforms for good. And so I think that's something that comes up whenever we're talking about our guests and how they fit into that theme. And so now we're two seasons in, right? So I obviously feel a lot better about those. But I think, as you mentioned, I think it's almost genuine surprise sometimes at how many things are happening, like literally in our backyard. And
yeah,
we don't
like
even know.
Sustainable city, the boomerang bags. I still care. I literally in the studio have my bag with me that was given to us by the lovely team. And I'm now part of, and like I'm on their Facebook group and I'm seeing that and I keep trying to get over because I want this life skill. I want to learn how to make a bag. And I hope that, you know, some of our listeners would have, you know, heard that and that, you know, connected with something to them, and maybe they went and joined, and now they know how to make bags.
Yeah, and the same, I mean, we look at the Love Academy, for example, and that's running, again, a very active Facebook group, and so now we're a part of that, and we're kind of watching them grow. I mean, Zimi recently posted about the fact that the logo's done and the website's coming up and all of that, so it's lovely to see that kind of progress.
It is, and I think I like connecting with the larger communities that I can, so I think it was like a week after we met with the gals from Artisar, and obviously I'm on Dubai Eye now and then, and I was able to make a connection, so they were able to reach an even larger audience.
The Social on Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
It's all about art between now and three this afternoon. Lena and Tina are joining us. I love a busy studio, and I couldn't be happy to welcome the founder and artist between Artisar.
I like having this little Rolodex of groups, and in fact, I'm going to do a throwback to season one. I just got to connect Evolving Women with another group, another hospitality group, and it's so awesome for me to know. I would have had no idea these places existed, and now I do because of the show.
Yeah, and then like I look at something like Sniff, for example. So Heathel obviously is a close friend of mine, and you know we host a show together as well. So it was really cool for me to kind of hear a little bit more about the story because I've heard the day-to-day, but it's nice to see, you know, just a little throwback in terms of how she got involved and even some of her tips, right, when she was talking about like, hey, you know, and I think this is something I'd love our listeners to sort of, for them to take away, mm-hmm. that beyond all these initiatives and all these things that that exist, and as they should, by doing a little bit, you can contribute just a couple hours that can help solve, you know, a problem.
All you got to do is trap them, book an appointment at the vets, just get them neutered so that they don't reproduce more, because those kittens will then come into the harsh life of Dubai streets and die anyway. So it's better that you trap and neuter them and release them back in the spot from where you picked them.
I mean, I talk about canine on that same episode, but at Canine Friends, that's the same method we do, is that, you know, you're in trying to control the population, it's one of the biggest things that you can do. And as you said, if you're the apartment you live in or you're allergic or something, you can still trap a cat, take it in, get it fixed, and then it can go back into the population, and then it can't continue to make more population. It's always good to sit down with friends, and plus any interview that has multiple cats in the room when we're recording, we need to do more of that next season.
Yeah, and it's funny because like both her cats were very, very intrigued by the microphones.
Yes.
And they seem to get very excited around the microphones as well. We've recorded there a couple times, and they do seem to want to be part of the whole episode and like kind of looking at the mic and looking at what's going on and getting very excited as well. So
yeah,
have fun. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Chirag from Maya Media, and I wanted to tell you about another show on our network called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's pioneers and the stories behind the ideas and the communities they've brought to life. You can find all of the episodes of the show in your favorite podcast player right now, and we'll be back with a new season later in the year. You can find more information on our website, talesofthe.trade.
As there are many initiatives and stories we'd like to share, CSR of One asks the community to consider sponsoring our show to help support us. Please contact csrofone@amaya.fm.
Welcome back. You're listening to our season 2 wrap up with me, Chirag Desai, and your host, Courtney Brandt. Okay, so as we're looking back on our on this episode, I mean, what would be your key takeaways from season 2?
I think that there's so much in your backyard. I think we've said it a few times, but whatever your interest is, even if you even have a remote interest, so, right, you will hear or you've heard now how excited I am about the bees. And I think it's because it's just in my, you know, it's something that I'm interested in specifically. So that I think that our listeners, I would hope that there is something out there that resonates with them, whether it's, you know, somebody maybe like Dominica, like, oh, what should I do for spring break next year? Oh, you could donate your time. You could go out and do a Mothers with Borders. Or is it a life skill that you want to learn? Beekeeping, sewing, you know, whatever it is. Do you have time? Do you want to help the animals? So I think that there's such a diverse range of organizations that are out there, and that would be the key takeaway. And I can't wait to see who maybe we're going to find for season 3.
Yeah, and I think as well, like if you look at, I mean, it's sort of the whole range. So as you mentioned, either it's a vacation, but it could be something like, hey, I can give away a couple hours every week, and you can talk to a place like Integrate, for example. Or even Boomerang Bags, Love
Liz
Academy.
With the Special Olympics. You know, that's something that she's been doing for decades. You know, and that's something that every year she shows up and she helps with whatever the games are and whatever that is. And you can just hear from her voice how rewarding that is.
These games are free to the public.
Amazing.
Best 2 to 3 hours of your life. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you it's better than any movie, Netflix, or even cup of coffee.
And I think it's about finding something, you know, that you connect with, whether it's Canine for Me or whatever group it is, that as long as you kind of commit to it, it becomes a regular part of your life. And then you're sharing it for others, you know, because you can do the volunteer work, but then you can tell somebody else about it. And then maybe you have that connection with somebody else who wants to join.
I mean, we see so many times where we're talking to people and you discover that they've made good friends this way, they've connected with certain people, like good lasting relationships for starters. And again, like don't let, and that would be my message, is like don't let time or don't let something like, oh, well, you know what, like because whether you have your work schedule is a certain way or you have kids or whatever it might be, where you can't, for example, give time every week, but that's fine. You can give time once a year at these major events. Oh, no, I can actually put away time. Okay, that's fine. Then there are organizations that could use your help on a weekly basis or once a month or something like that.
And I see a big education piece here, too. If we look at Kelly Harvard from last season, the Ramadan Fridges, or Dominica, both are mothers, and they've involved their kids, and now their children are being part of, like, this is part of their just growing up now, that they get to experience what it is to kind of volunteer from a very early age. And I'm like, that's amazing. Everybody should be doing that, because you're right. Maybe it's one afternoon a month, but then it becomes part of your children's kind of like growing up experience.
In fact, I remember Reef, who was our first ever episode, right, mentioning that as well.
Even the kids, my kids now are like, you know, I can't use this anymore. Okay, let's keep aside for the kids. Oh. You know, oh, the toys. Oh, I don't like these kids anymore. I mean, these toys anymore. But let's put aside.
And that's, I mean, you know, maybe kids don't get into podcasts. They could, hopefully. But, you know, this is a podcast for kind of all ages. I know it probably skews a little bit older, but I do think that any parents that are listening, you know, I'd encourage you to, you know, what is the earliest age you can get? We did a beach cleanup the last time we were in Zanzibar, and my nephews are 5 and 8 or about that age. And they were kind of like, why are we doing this? And we kind of had to explain to them, like, hey, we're very privileged to be a part of this beach, and we want to make it better than when we found it.
Excellent. So now, as always, the next step is what your listeners expect from season 3.
Well, we joked about going international. It's still a goal for us as well. I think it's still about spreading the message. You know, I still want to see people doing more with their platforms, and it's a part of any conversation with, if you meet me for the first time, I will bring it up. So really kind of continuing to push that, but also maybe we're going to look at maybe a few more traditional style or companies that are doing things. But we're always open to hear from our listeners. If there's an organization out there or group, both domestic and international, we would still love to hear from you. And please let us know, because we're only doing this because we're supported by the community.
Yeah, and this can be you if you're involved with somebody. It can be someone you know or some organization you know, and we're happy to give them a shout out. We're happy to reach out to them. So you can give us a shout at csr@amaya.fm, or just find us, CSR of One, on all social media.
On all social media. We would be more than happy to hear from you.
Awesome. So we're going to be back soon. We're also going to hope to reach out and do some more events later in the year. But yeah, until then, it's our same message. Be nice on social media and post about someone else once a month at least.
Yeah.
So until next time.
We can't wait to see what you're doing out there, and we can't wait to support it. And we're always looking for, there's so much going on in the UAE, so it's just what will we uncover next?
Yeah, I'm excited. Cool. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. That was quick. That's good, because now I'm going to go to the gym.